welcome to Heartbeat. Today I want to talk about praising God. Recently I had a prayer answered. Many of you would know that I have a daughter with an intellectual disability. Her name is Hannah, and she just recently finished high school. And knowing that she was finishing high school and was about to transition into a new program, I needed new carers to take her to this program, people who would attend with her each day and support her while she was there. Now, I knew that this transition was coming up. So all of last year, I was praying for some carers, that they would be the right people and that they would have the right availability for what we needed. The thing was, I couldn't employ them. I couldn't get these new carers until a specific time at the end of the year once school had finished and we were about to go to the new program, because before that, I didn't have any use for them yet. And God was faithful and He answered my prayer. He gave me the right people at the right time. And the thing is, I trusted that God was going to answer my prayer. Sure, at times I might have been a little bit nervous, a little bit anxious because I was waiting to get it all sorted, but God answered my prayer because He is faithful, He is a loving God, and He knew what I needed. And when we have our prayers answered, it's great to be able to go back to God and praise Him for what He has done. You know, when we have our prayers answered, it actually helps us to trust for the next time when we pray that prayer, which is what I did, because I've had a similar prayer answered before. I trusted that God would be faithful. And what I find amusing now is how God is going to answer the prayer. Where is the answer going to come from? And so I've been in this time of just wanting to praise God and thank Him for His provision, for what I needed. I've been really feeling very joyful and joy-filled about how faithful our God is. So today I want to talk about, how do we praise God? And I just want to give you some ways, and then it would be wonderful if you want to share in the comments about ways that you praise God in your life. The first way that I've put down is just through my prayer, through the words that I say. When I start off my prayer, I often praise God and thank Him for the life that He's given me, for the day that I have to live. But I can be specific with my words about who God is, and that's how I praise Him. So these are just some of the phrases that I say when I'm praying. I say, God, I give You glory. I praise You, Lord. Worthy You alone, Lord. Holy are You, Lord. Alleluia, a simple alleluia. Don't you say that sometimes when things are amazing and go your way and you're blessed? You say, alleluia, Lord. God, You are so faithful. I honor You. I thank You. I lift Your name on high. I exalt You. And then we can focus on God's attributes. Just say things like, God, You're a healer. You're a provider. You're wonderful. You're a counselor. You're a Prince of Peace, mighty God. And we can use these words in our prayer to give God praise. And then outside of prayer, another way that we can praise God is by living a life of gratitude. Living a life where we're thankful to God for what He's done. You know, a lot of this, I think, living a life of gratitude actually comes from remembering about what God has done for us and remembering who He is. And those moments through your day, you know, sometimes these thoughts just come into your mind, or all of a sudden you just feel really blessed about something. They're the times that we can praise God. Just in our mind, we just say, God, I praise You. I thank You for this blessing that You've given me right now. Just living this life of gratitude praises God. We can live a life of praise by also worshiping God. And we do that through Mass. We do that through praise and worship in song and through dance. We can use our body to show God praise, to exalt Him. You know, in Mass, we sit, we stand, we kneel in honor of God. That's a form of praise and worship to God. King David worshiped God when he wrote the Psalms, when he sung different Psalms, he danced in praise of God. I want to share with you, it's in the second book of Samuel, chapter 22. This chapter is entitled David's Song of Thanksgiving. And it says this, starting at verse 1. David spoke to the Lord the words of this song on the day when the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. He said, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Saviour. You save me from violence. I call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies. You know, in some versions, that last verse, it says that he is worthy of my praise, just saying, God, you are worthy of my praise. And you see here in David's words, he's just saying who God is. God, you're my rock. You're my fortress. You're my deliverer. So when we praise God, we can just state who he is, what he does for us, and we can praise him in that way. Another way that we can praise God is by living a life of obedience. We find that when God does answer our prayers and we begin to trust in him more, if we allow him to, he transforms our hearts, and actually we then want to be obedient to him. We want to follow his call on our life. We want to love him. And in doing that, it causes us to want to love others more. When we live a life of obedience, our faithfulness offers God praise. We can also praise God by sharing our joy with others. At the appropriate time, in the right way, we can share what God has done for us. And when we do that, that is our testimony. You know, sometimes I think people think of their testimonies as some maybe amazing moment where God just could dramatically change their life. And for some people, that's true. But for others of us, our testimony is the small things where God just answers our prayers quietly, where we know he's answered our prayers. Maybe it's been a change of heart. Maybe it's been an actual provision in our lives. This is our testimony that we can share with others. And when we do that, the reason that that's praising God is because we're saying, I didn't do this in my own strength. I needed God. He is the one who did it in me and for me. So we can share that joy with others. And this leads us to a desire for God's presence in our life more. That as we praise him, we want him more. And as we go deepen in our faith, when we get to know God more, hopefully what this leads to is being able to praise God in the tough times, the hard times of life. Because it can be easy to praise God when things are good, but it's very difficult to praise God when we're going through hard and challenging times. You know, King David, again, in Psalm 22, he was going through a hard time. And he gives us an example of how he is able to praise God. So it's in Psalm 22, verse 1, and it says this, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me from the words of my groaning? O my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but find no rest. Yet you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel. In you our ancestors trusted. They trusted, and you delivered them. To you they cried and were saved. In you they trusted and were not put to shame." So we see here in this psalm how David's saying, God, I don't feel like you're near me. I don't feel like you're hearing me, answering my prayer. But even though I feel like that, God, you are still holy. You still delivered my ancestors when they were in need. So I trust in you and I praise you for that because you are still holy. When we can get to that point, then that's when we know we are a mature Christian. We're really trusting in God, even though we don't feel it, we know that we have a faithful God. So why don't you pray with me right now and let's praise God together for who he is. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we just praise your name. We thank you that you are a God who is faithful, that you are a God who is loving, that you are a God who does hear us and provides for our needs in your perfect timing. Lord, would you transform our hearts to love you more, to become more like you, and to love others. We praise your name and we lift you on high. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.